Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Learn Something in English. My name is Carolina, and today's episode is all about the importance of consistency when learning a new language. I will talk a little bit about my own experience learning German at the moment, because I'm pretty sure you will relate. Whether you're a beginner or an intermediate learner, the topic we're covering today is relevant to you if you are learning a new language. So, let's dive in. We all know learning a new language is a challenging, but also exciting and enjoyable journey. Why is it challenging? Because it takes effort. It takes time and dedication to become fluent in speaking, reading, writing, and even listening. But have you ever thought about why some people learn faster and more effectively than others? Well, there is a secret ingredient that many successful language learners have in common, and that is consistency. Consistency is crucial when learning a new language. But what is consistency? It's basically the practice of regularly doing something over time. In language learning, this means setting aside time each day or each week to learn, practice, study, and immerse yourself in the language. This regular exposure will help you to internalize the language and build fluency. And it's interesting because many language learners make the mistake of thinking that they need to spend hours each day studying. But the truth is that it's not about the quantity of time you spend, but rather the quality of time. Consistency is key. Even if you just spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, the more you practice, the faster you will see progress. And consistency also means making a long-term commitment to the language, which is really hard. It was hard for me. It is hard for me at the moment. This means that I'm not just studying for a test or a trip, but I'm willing to invest time and effort over a period of months, years now. I think we could compare learning a language to a marathon, right? It should be a marathon, not a sprint. So a marathon is very slow, but is consistent. And the idea of a marathon is to finish. And it really is like that. I can talk a little bit about my own experience with German. I have to admit, I am a very impatient human being. And most of the time, I want things right now. Very impatient. I want it now. I want to speak German perfectly right now. And I know that's not going to happen. But still, sometimes I think like that and then I book like 5 lessons in one day. So I spend like 5 hours learning German and some other extra hours practicing at home, doing my homework. But that ends up being too much and I get super tired and I don't retain the information in my brain. So the next day, I feel too tired to have even one lesson, so I don't have it. And the whole week is like that. Just like a sprint. If you sprint even for 5 minutes, you get super tired. So yeah, the idea is to think of a marathon. You want to go slowly. You don't get tired in the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 1 hour, but you continue running at your own pace and you don't give up. Remember that. Another aspect of consistency is setting achievable goals for yourself. This could mean having, for example, a target of new words that you want to learn each day, or a goal for your speaking ability. Having specific, measurable goals will help keep you motivated and focused on your progress, and that's what you want. You want to be. And I really think consistency is about finding a routine that works for you. Every person is different. So for me, it really works to learn with a visual focus. And I have lessons every morning. That works for me. For another person, a visual approach wouldn't be good for them. Some people are night owls and they learn best at night. So do that if that's your case. But try to create a routine. This could mean setting aside time each day for language practice specifically, or incorporating it into your daily routine. It could be, for example, listening to a podcast every day, like you're doing right now, or music, or reading a book. Reading books is amazing. Don't underestimate books. You could also try to speak with native speakers. But the key is to find a routine that fits into your lifestyle right now at the moment, and that is sustainable over time. Even if you have to modify it, do it, but try to be consistent. So in conclusion, I would say consistency is really a vital ingredient in the recipe for successful language learning. And just don't give up. You will be able to build fluency and become confident in your target language. That's all for today's episode. See you in the next one. Bye bye.